After debuting at the 2019 Sydney Comedy Festival with A Bit Much, Sydney-based comedy duo Ruby and Kate, better known as Deep Heat, are back for seconds with their new show aptly named A Bit More. It follows the anxieties and existential crises of mediocre millennial artists and delves into the struggles of pursuing a precarious career within the arts. Ruby joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you going?
I'm very good. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit behind the story of Deep Heat? How did the duo come about?
So Kate and I met through university comedy shows. We were writing together doing the identity reviews. And we, you know, got on really well, had sort of a couple beautiful years of friendship, and then thought, God, we really enjoy writing with each other. Why don't we just make our own writing group, our own little duo? Then we decided to pitch for the Sydney Comedy Festival, and Deep Heat was born.
I love it. And what's the name? Where's the name come from?
Well, the name is tentatively taken from the heat and cold cream that you rub on your sores.
I love it.
We're hoping we don't receive a cease and desist letter at any point. But I think if we do get to that stage, we've probably had some success. So it's a good benchmark.
Oh, goodness me. So can you tell us a bit about what we can expect from your show A Bit More?
So our act is predominantly sketch comedy, so short written sketches. But we also have quite a bit of stand-up in there. We do a lot in terms of riffing as duos. We like meta content as well. So a lot of the show is actually about what it means writing a show and how you even go about making a sketch.
Right,
so
okay.
A bit of this and that, yeah.
Interesting. And you talk about having a career within the arts as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is, you know, it's always interesting with funding and whatnot.
Completely. I mean, it's a difficult field, and one that I think so many really talented artists are trying to break into.
Now, this is sorry, continue.
No, you go.
No, it's all good.
I was just going to say, I guess that's sort of what the show is trying to get at, is that feeling of trying to do something but also not knowing what in the world you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, of course. And this show is A Bit More, which is I'm going to call it the sequel from A Bit Much.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does it kind of build up on top of each other?
So I think with A Bit More, we had this running joke that we were going to create the greatest comedy show of all time, which of course we didn't, but we had a lot of fun doing it. And it was, I think, a kind of dipping the toes into the water, figuring out what our style was in comedy, what we wanted to say to our audience. And then this show, A Bit More, is extending on that. But it's also 2 years following. We've had COVID in between, and a period of time that means it's, you know, a little while after. And I think more and more we're thinking about what it means to be in the arts, sort of how do you deal with the existential dread of waking up every day and feeling like you need to be doing something creative. So this show is an extension, but is also kind of a question to ourselves around how do we make it work and what are our options.
Oh, very interesting. And for our listeners, when and where can we catch your show?
So we're performing tomorrow, that's Saturday the 15th, at 5:45 at the Factory Theatre. and also on Sunday the 16th at 4:45, same place.
Fantastic. Ruby, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Marlene. I really appreciate it.